It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we are due for our check-in on the Orange County Board of Commissioners, pinch-hitting for Jamesetta Bedford today. Will be Commissioner Earl McKee. Earl, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Andrew. Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon and a beautiful Carolina day for all your listeners.
It is cold but beautiful out there. It's appropriately cold for the season. And one of the things, we're going to get into some holiday events that are going on in the community in a little bit, but one thing I wanted to make sure we got started with, I know you've been pretty passionate about this topic for a while. That is the availability of rural broadband in Orange County. And we finally gotten to the point where that's rolling out for a lot of folks. A lot of folks still waiting. Wonder if you could give us an update on where that is right now.
Yes, if you don't mind, I'll give about a 30-second history on the process and then go forward from there with you and I. In the fall of 21, early fall of 21, I presented a petition to the Board of Commissioners to extend broadband service through some factor or some method throughout Orange County, the entirety of Orange County. The board, to their credit, responded by creating a task force. The task force started working in the spring of 22 with Commissioner Sally Green and myself as co-chairs of this task force, and worked for the remainder of with the task force for the remainder of that year, putting together and listening to experts and putting together what we thought would be the best route, which was fiber to the home. Put the contract out, had a contract in place by late spring of 22. Then they moved forward with that contract. And then this past spring, they started placing fiber in the ground coming out of Alamance County in the Highway 70 area in Eflin, then moving to the north. And they're doing this in phases. So the first phase was in the northwestern part of the county, second phase in the northeastern part of the county, and then they will rotate further south in the rural part of the county down in the Bingham Township west of Hillsboro. And they are currently working in the second phase. Several hundred people have already been connected throughout the area, maybe a couple thousand now that have been connected. At my home, we are getting ready to hopefully get our connection on Saturday. So that's where we're at right now, and the project will entail about 900 miles of fiber optic cable to homes. It's projected to pass by almost every home in the county. We know that it will. There are some donut holes, and my plan is at the meeting next Monday night to offer another petition to ask the Board of Commissioners to try to figure out a way that once we identify exactly the areas that are remained unserved in the rural part of the county, we move forward with a plan to fill those donut holes. So that's where we're at right now.
It's the voice of Orange County Commissioner Earl McKee. We're talking rural broadband rollout, and you said you're getting yours on Saturday. Does that make you in phase two?
That makes me in phase two, yes, sir.
Have you talked to anyone in phase one that has gotten the fiber connection so far?
I have quite a few people. We have currently had two public community meetings, one the Sly Grange put on about 6 weeks ago, another about 2 weeks ago at the Cedar Grove Community Center. And the feedback that we have gotten from people who are connected has been universally positive. To be quite honest, there are hitches. Anytime you get a large construction project, you have things that happen. And the things that are happening, and as a heads up to the people that are in phase two and haven't gotten to them yet, at phase three, folks will end up getting some phone lines cut as they drill and bore these fiber optic cables in. It's inevitable. We are doing, and in North State, Loomis, are doing the best they can to get these marked and to avoid as much of this interference as they possibly can. But there are always little hiccups. So we are moving forward on this. The project is scheduled to be completed by the December of 24.
So we're coming up on about a year still before we get this project all the way completed. But you were kind of throwing out some of those numbers of the miles of fiber that it's going to take to get this done. Pretty impressive timeline, honestly. Quick turnaround on getting that phase one complete. And
well, the phase one, to be clear, the phase one is not complete. They're doing this in staggered phases. So there are multiple crews. If you're if you drive to the northern part of the county, you will see just crew after crew working on different roads at the same time.
I guess I was when this project was announced, when it was going forward initially, I guess I was being a little cynical and thought, you know, there's always delays. This is going to be a much longer process. But my point is that it's happening pretty quickly for a lot of folks out there. They're seeing that internet availability turn up, and you know, this, as you were going through the history of it, it wasn't actually that long ago that this was originally brought up to the Board of Commissioners. So great work on getting this out there really quickly. Is there anything else on the broadband rollout that you wanted to mention before we move on?
The only thing that I would like to mention is a shout out, kudos to the current Board of Orange County Commissioners. The thing that moved this along the fastest and the way that made this project possible was the fact that the Board of Commissioners allocated $10 million of the total $27 million we got through the federal ARPA funds, the COVID funds. $10 million of that was used to incentivize this project, which in total is about a $60 million project. By doing that, we did not have to wait for the state grants, and we did not have to get in line, so to speak. We were able to identify what we needed to do. We had essentially what I consider a godsend gift from the federal government in the COVID funds, of which we used $10 million of it for broadband, and that allowed us to essentially get at the head of the line.
It's the voice of Earl McKee from the Orange County Commissioners, talking rural broadband expansion. Also wanted to talk about another kind of big topic on the plate for the county commissioners, and that is the comprehensive strategic plan. Where are we in the process of that plan right now?
We are basically toward the end of the plan. And when I say plan, it's not something new that we have sat down and tried to figure it out. This is a compilation of the various things, the public safety, education, climate, the community engagement, all of this. This strategic plan is trying to incorporate what we are doing and all the various plans on the initiatives, the projects, the things that the county is pushing forward with into one document, and that document uses a lens of racial equity, of climate, of you know, the things that are really important to the people of Orange County to try to hold us, you know, essentially what I refer to as between the lines, and to keep us out of the ditches as we move forward.
We're speaking with Earl McKee from the Orange County Commissioners, and believe it or not, we are almost out of time already. I wanted to see if there's anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet.
The only thing that, in addition, that I would mention is that going forward into the next year, we will be discussing in detail how to integrate the various capital needs, schools, county, housing, you name it, all the various needs throughout Orange County, capital project needs I'm speaking of, that we know we cannot afford, our borrowing limit will not allow us to do all of these at one time. So our discussion will be how to integrate these needs, prioritize these needs, and move forward on these needs to the benefit of the residents of Orange County.
Earl McKee from the Orange County Commissioners has been our guest. Earl, I really appreciate you taking time this afternoon to join us on the air, and hope you have a great rest of your week.
Yes, and I appreciate the opportunity and encourage everyone to visit our website, to call commissioners, to call, as they have issues, as they have problems, or just to find out information. Thank you.